Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's...
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just... clicks. Buy your car today on... Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
World of Stupid at 7:15, but right now, there are reports that the Orioles are close, circling with Ranger Suarez. Now, you know I love Framber Valdez, but if you tell me tomorrow morning when we wake up that Ranger is an Oriole, I'm good. It's like when I wanted Kyle Schwarber, and I woke up and they had the polar bear. There was no disappointment. Zero disappointment. Zero disappointment for me.
It's hard.
If they get Suarez, zero disappointment.
I think it would be hard to complain if you got Schwarber, if you got Alonso, or if you got Tucker. But make no mistake about it. Like, I think Tucker's the best overall player of those three. But I think Alonso was the best fit here for what you needed in a vet right-handed bat with power.
And you go out and get Ranger Suarez, man. Ed?
I'm with you. Lefty
Ranger.
Arm.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is my first three pitchers in the rotation is going to be Suarez, Bradish, and
Rogers.
Rogers.
Yeah.
That's how we're going to start the rotation?
Yeah, you have Eflin.
And then you got Baz, Kramer, and Eflin?
Yeah.
I mean, look, they haven't signed Suarez yet, but they're the way the reports are going is that they've been in some heavy negotiations.
I told you my fear, my greatest fear.
What?
I think they'll sign Suarez. But if the reports that Zach is going to be ready close to opening day, my fear is that Kramer will be included in the trade.
I don't know.
I mean, I think if they were going to include anybody in a trade, it would be one of the younger pitchers like Povich or somebody else. It
depends on what you want.
Yeah. But again, like we're looking at it as there's six pitchers for five spots. It's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Like trying to figure out like who's because you don't need five starters in the month of April.
No. But you do during the season need six because things happen and guys do get hurt. Even though they're season ending, you always have something.
So which one of those guys do you put in the bullpen until you need them? Because you can't put any of them in the minors.
I mean, Eflin might be the guy until he gets like unless he's 100% healthy by the beginning of the year. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's Kramer.
I think it's Kramer. If you put one of those guys in the bullpen, it's going to be Kramer. It's not going to be Eflin.
Well, the one thing I told him is
Eflin's too established.
As much as I love Trevor Rogers, we still have to see him repeat it.
Yes,
like
for sure.
We have to see that. And I like the idea of having six starters and figuring out what the hell to do.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I just, again, I didn't. That's not what I think is going to happen. That's my fear of happening.
It's like your point when you said something about the Dodgers. When the Dodgers sign somebody, do they go, yeah, but he plays this position? No, they figure it out.
Yeah, they figure it out.
Yeah. They figure it out.
You know what I mean? The Dodgers had, what, three, four closers?
Mookie Betts, when have you played second and short? Oh, high school? Yeah, why don't we do that now?
But they had three closers.
Yeah. Well, three, they had five.
Yeah, what are you going to do with all these closers? Sixth inning is the same situation. Seventh inning is the same. I mean, that's what you do.
At the beginning of the year last year, they had five former closers. And I'm not talking about a guy that just did it for one season. Mm-hmm. They had, like,
the guys were amongst the best.
Yeah. Tanner Scott, Blake Treinen. I'm trying to remember the guy they had last year there. And then there were two other bullpen pieces they picked up and another one they got in the trade. So, I mean, they were loaded. They're always going to be loaded.
So when you talk about getting Noel from the Guardians, and well, he plays first base, he plays right field. What are you going to do with him? Figure it out.
Yeah,
that's what you do with him.
Jeremy, you'd understand this. This is like, this is when you're shopping for clothes.
Oh, okay.
And you see something you really, really like, but you don't know what you're going to wear with it. You figure it out. You just buy it, and then it works out.
So you mean I don't have to just get, yeah.
It's like you see a beautiful tie.
Like your pants over there. You couldn't.
What?
What?
Did you bump your head?
What are you talking about?
Jeremy doesn't know. Jeremy, how many ties do you have?
I wear clothes.
Just to cover your nakedness.
When's the last time you went shopping and said, "No, I don't know what I'm going to do with this"?
Here's the better question. Is I probably own about 12 ties in all seriousness.
Okay.
12.
That's more than I thought.
Ask me how many of them aren't folded in my closet right now.
Zero. Somebody else has folded all those bitches.
You mean tied them?
Tied them. You got to
folded.
Folded.
That's what they do, right?
I didn't know where he was going with that. Folded.
Yeah. They're all tied.
Somebody else tied them for you?
Yes. Probably the guy at Men's Warehouse.
Is it a Windsor or not?
Yes, because the problem is my dad, when he was he's trying to teach me how to tie a tie, mm-hmm. right? And he's like, the only way to do it's a Windsor knot.
Yeah,
like,
he's right.
Can you show me the easiest way to do this?
That'd be a four-in hand.
Oh, the easiest way is to ask the guy at Men's Warehouse to do it for
you. The easiest way has it leaning to one side or the other. You don't want that. Windsor knot has it sitting right in the middle.
Pretty, yeah.
Pretty, with a dimple in it.
I'm so cultured.
I know you are, man. But the Orioles, we were watching MLB Network, and the question was, what do the Orioles need to do to finish out an impressive offseason? And when's the last time we've heard that with the Baltimore Orioles, an impressive offseason? You just don't hear that with this organization.
No, I don't think you...
The 90s? The mid-late 90s is the last time I think we've had impressive offseasons.
Well, I mean, you can go back to the Corbin Burns offseason, and we felt that was impressive because it was one huge move.
Yeah.
You were getting a frontline starter. And we're like, oh, this is nice. And then the next offseason doesn't go the way that everyone hopes. They miss out. And what I like about this year, and it's the same thing we were saying. Like, look, they missed out on free agents last year. Some players got overpaid for. I think this is a better class to go after than what was out there last year.
I agree.
The one swing and miss for me would be the... The not trading for Garrett Crochet. But again, I don't know what they were asking for.
You know, I knew I struck a nerve when I asked about 1969. Tom in Baltimore wants to weigh in on it. What's up, Tom?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I'm an old guy, 75 years old. So I was there for 69. And that was like a devastating year because we had all three lose. But this year is... the most frustrating,
okay,
rather than devastating or disappointing, most frustrating because everything done in the past has happened again this year. The Buffalo game, the Ram game, the two Steeler games. You know, it's just incredible what happened this year.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. Appreciate that. Let's go to Perry Hall and get John. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. I was 8 when the Jets beat the Colts. It was like a funeral at my house. It was bad.
Well, sounds like it.
It was. I can't. These guys are right. It was such an amazing year. It was devastating for this town.
I wasn't old enough. I'm not old enough to be alive when that was happening, Jeremy, but you got to understand the people that raised me were. So I felt the pain when they talked about it. I'm old enough to remember that. To remember the pain from my relatives and my family members.
I get it, man. Like, again, I go back to this. It's all a matter of what you experience. And I do think there's recency bias with everything. The fact that you have guys calling in saying, yeah, I went through both of these. It's not close. It's 69. Yes. All right. I'm going to lean on you guys and say, okay.
Nearly all of ESPN's talking heads came to Lamar's defense saying the team has let number 8 down the past 3 years. We'll talk about that at 7:30. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, a couple of fun stories for you. We're going to talk. I just read the headline again. We're going to talk about the near naked bandit. He was wearing nothing but a tablecloth. He was arrested for a string of alleged car robberies. Would have been better if he was in a G-string, I guess, right? Like in the string of...
I'm sitting on my car seats after he steals them.
Yeah, I'll show you some of this. And I know you. Man reportedly wakes up to burglar touching his genitals and urinating on him. We've all been there. We talk about that next here on The Fan.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa.
Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
All right, let's start it off with two things. I want to get to this Armed Forces Bowl and the what happened at the beginning of that game. I didn't even see this, so I'm just now reading about it. But I did read that someone said Lane Kiffin has just accepted the presidency of Argentina now, or Venezuela, whatever it was. He's just going to go to the highest bidder. No, at the Armed Forces Bowl, they had a parachuter come in, and he got hung up and fell 35 feet because the parachute got caught on whatever, the awning out in the stadium, and by the time he was able to get free, fell 35 feet. I know we've had some strange things, the fan man. We had the incident at a couple of boxing events. Anything that stand out to you from weird stuff like that going awry before?
For a game?
Before a game. Event? I know like the flying Willendas, things that gone wrong.
Things happen. Yeah. I didn't know this was coming. I can't think offhand, but yeah. I mean, there have been, absolutely. And a lot of them have to do with that.
Yeah.
People parachuting in, things like that, missing the target. Fireworks gone bad.
I remember one that ended in tragedy. Remember Owen Hart?
Oh, yeah.
I was watching that pay-per-view.
I was, too.
Yeah.
I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, why are they just, like, stalling right now? Yeah. It's supposed to be a match with Owen Hart right now.
Trying to get the body out of the way so they can get the next match on.
Essentially, that's what they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scraped them off the canvas, out of the ring, next fight.
The one that stood out to me is when everything...
Why does she look like she's surprised?
Perpetually.
The one that stood out to me was...
Looks at the Colts owner there with her eyebrows in a certain way.
Ursae Gordon.
Yeah.
The one that stood out to me was the boxing event with Jim Lampley. Somewhere in this place my daughter is, and I've got to go find her at some point. How about now, jackass, if you're worried about her safety? Like, that was the Galata fight. What was that? Galata in Chicago?
Refresh my memory. What happened? Yeah.
So, everything went kind of awry. There were some low blows and some things that went on. And then the corner man came in, and the guy had like a microphone and hit Galata on the top of the head. Uh-huh. And then all the Polish people and all the blacks were fighting nonstop, going nuts, and everybody's beating the crap out of everyone. The old trainer fell to the ground and was laying on the ground. Was that Lou DiBella? Is that who that was? I can't remember the name.
I don't remember this incident.
So people in the crowd start fighting too?
Yeah, everybody. It just turned into a whole melee. I'll pull up the story here in a second. But I got
so is Jim Lampley's daughter?
Yeah, Lampley
is the
announcer.
Sided with the blacks.
Everybody was fighting. All right, how about this? Yeah. Near-naked bandit wearing nothing but a tablecloth arrested for a string of alleged car robberies. Ed, would you like to see a picture of the cat?
Here's. Why not?
What is it with people just getting naked and doing things? Like this
I don't
dumb
know. Tell
stuff?
Us, Jeremy.
Well, I don't get that naked.
The worst part is wearing Crocs.
Jeremy, you want to strip down to nothing but your underwear.
And I pulled them up
to the
crack of my
ass. And then
you
pulled them up to the crack of your ass and you ran out in the snow.
Yeah.
Okay, don't judge.
You know, part of being
I didn't steal anything except a few people's hearts.
Part of being a sneak thief is to blend in and not draw attention to yourself.
That's why, like, if I were going to get face tattoos, I'm probably not going to be committing crimes.
Bank robberies.
But, but if you get naked, don't you become, like, invisible?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah,
you can't see me.
We can't see you. You're in your birthday suit. Surveillance footage released by the police captured Carl. What's this guy's name? Carl Drago. No, it's
Body suit man.
This is God. He spells his name so. Can I? All right. His name is Mackenzie Kahl. K A H L. He spells it M A C K I E N Z Y. Mackenzie.
Was he an eighth grade girl?
Look at this.
Why do they change their names like that?
I mean, like the dumbest thing to do. You don't want to get arrested when you're naked, right?
You don't get arrested at all.
If somebody says something to you like, hey, can I put a pair of pants on? What do you say?
Yes.
Oh, you don't want bare ass in the back of your car.
Oh, I always. Before I took somebody to put the car, unless it was what you're fighting and it's an emergency, but you're just coming to lock somebody up? Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom, put your clothes on, let's go.
Well, this last story is interesting because I think we've all been there where we've called the police and say, hey, there's someone in my house touching his genitals and urinating on me. Well, maybe we all haven't had that. Maybe just a few of us. This happened in Miami. Oh, it's in Florida? You don't say. A man reportedly woke up to a burglar touching his genitals. Well, whose genitals? His genitals or his genitals?
His own, yeah.
His own, right?
I don't know.
I hope.
All right. 34-year-old, I guess this is Michael, M-A-Y-K-E-L Rodriguez Jr., right? Michael? I think so.
What is?
M-A-Y-K-E-L.
There's a baseball player that spells it that way. Well, pronounced Michael.
That's Givens.
No, there's that's a different spelling. But you're Michael, the Kansas City Royals.
It's the Royal, yeah.
Third baseman.
Yeah, Givens had a Y in his.
Yeah. So anyway, he was taken into custody after he allegedly broke into an apartment and sexually assaulted a man while he was sleeping.
Oh, he must have grabbed his genitals then.
Yeah. So maybe
the man's genitals.
Maybe he touched both genitals. How many times can we say genitals? Authorities responded to a report of a burglary in Miami, Florida at around 4 a.m. on a Sunday. Upon arriving at the scene, the victim told law enforcement he had gone to sleep after spending time with his friends in a parking lot, but could not remember whether he locked his door after returning home. Victim said he woke up to Rodriguez on top of him, touching his penis over his clothing. A little stroke. Yeah, just a little touch. The suspect allegedly then exposed his penis and urinated on him before leaving the room.
Yeah.
Well, that's just rude. Come into my house and pee on me and leave the room. I'm not cleaning this up, sir. Sir, this is an Arby's. What are you doing? The victim said he woke up after he left the room.
Wait a minute. So this guy broke in, grabbed your genitals and his and peed on you. The only thing you worried about is cleaning it up?
Well, I mean, that's the first thing. I just washed those sheets, man. Yeah, because he gave you a good job from the front. Like, he gets on top, he's like, good job. And then then all of a sudden, he's taking himself out and urinating.
Okay.
That's how it played out.
It's like Shane Gill's idea how we should deal with terrorists.
Yeah.
Remember? The Navy SEALs break in the dark with the night vision.
Yes.
Hold the guy down.
Yeah, how you doing? Checking. You're about a quart low, buddy.
Yeah. Making me too calm.
Before grabbing his clothes and leaving, the suspect, who lives a few blocks away from the victim apartment, allegedly told the man, I know you. Hey, what are you doing here? I know you. All right. He refused to speak or answer any of the questions. The victim was positively identified, according to the suspect, or according to the report about the suspect. The suspect was arrested on the following charges: burglary of an occupied dwelling, battery, and indecent exposure. Is the urinating the battery?
Yeah.
That's what it would be considered under it's the assault. Letter of the law? Yeah. Huh, that's assault, brother. Mm-hmm. Water sports are out in Miami, apparently. Prosecutor Nessa F. said facts are pretty egregious. He's breaking into someone's home after 4 a.m, molesting them and urinating on them. Yeah, we're going to throw the book at him. Yeah. So, I mean, these stories are just insane. I couldn't imagine what someone's doing when you wake up in the middle of the night. I told you, I think that's that you get home and there's somebody in your house that's either on drugs, having a mental breakdown, or drunk off their ass. Because I had a buddy that left Riverwatch and he walked up the street. He was so drunk. He walked up the street, didn't drive, and then he found somebody's house, broke into their porch, and took off his clothes and slept on their porch. And then the guy wakes up. He's lucky the guy just told him to get the hell out.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't remember doing it. He was blackout drunk. Right. Yeah. I've never been there.
I've never been that drunk. Never.
We just had a terrifying experience in Sarasota, and I'm not joking, with a guy, schizophrenic guy, mm-hmm. friend of ours, is a yoga instructor, beautiful girl. And some guy, she hears a noise. This is serious. This guy's kicking in doors in the building. I mean, kicking them in to break in. He gets to the other side of hers. Says, I'm coming in to get you. And he's kicking and banging on the door. She's by herself. He goes, I know you're alone. I'm coming in.
And this is in Florida?
Uh-huh.
Can't you just shoot through the door like that
she
lady
She had a
did?
Gun. She could, yeah. But she didn't. Luckily, this guy was so screwed. She had it. First of all, she taped it. Called it to the police. They got him in the act. This is how nuts he was. He didn't even leave. They locked him up while he was kicking the door still. Turns out he was escaped. He was schizophrenic, left the hospital, wasn't treated, dangerous. They're out there, man. Mm. They're out. This just happened like 10 days ago.
You just never know. That's your world of stupid.
Ken McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, nearly all of ESPN's talking heads came to Lamar Jackson's defense saying that the Ravens have let number 8 down the past 3 years. Baltimore's big bad morning show on The Fan. So ESPN talking heads came to the rescue of Lamar Jackson, to the defense of him, saying that teammates have let him down each of the past 3 years.
Who was it, Mina Kimes? Because she's always defending him.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Well, I'm saying for good, because there's so many people take shots at him.
I mean, you think about it, the AFC Championship game, let him on a drive, fumbled at the end zone, in the end zone. Divisional game last year, let him on a drive, money drive in Buffalo, dropped the 2-point conversion. This year, let him on drive where he threw touchdowns of 50 plus yards twice in the fourth quarter.
Well, how about the
missed the field goal?
How about the Steelers game? Let him on a drive through a touchdown pass to Isaiah Likely that they still told us wasn't a touchdown pass.
Right.
Had a fumble through the end zone multiple times, not just in the playoffs. We had Likely do it as well. How about Likely against the Chiefs? Game-winning touchdown. Ooh, his toe is touching the white. And again, some of those things happen and you go, yeah, that's football. But it just feels like bad things
happen to this team.
Yeah.
A lot of football happens with them. And, you know, they were basically saying, you know, you can't put these losses on Lamar. You can't. And people don't want to hear that. You know, people don't want to hear that. But I'm sorry. It's the truth.
Yeah.
He drove you downfield twice. Even after the Pittsburgh Steelers take the lead, he drives you downfield again. Fourth down, complete the pass to Isaiah Likely. Great catch by Likely. And then you line up for what is, for all intents and purposes, a chip shot field goal, and you miss a 44-yarder that never had a chance.
Wouldn't have been close.
I mean, when he kicked it, I'm like, that's not going to make it.
Yeah, it was pretty clear.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to, like, hit the crossbars. It wasn't going to make it ever.
Well, by the way, did it seem like that ball hung up in the air forever? I'm like, why is it like? Are you serious? You just watch the whole season to get flushed.
I will never get that image of Derrick Henry's disappointment out of my mind.
Did he miss it?
He was just, his jaw literally dropped.
Yeah.
He was just staring, eyes wide open, jaw dropped.
You know why? Because high schoolers make a 44-yard field goal.
Absolutely they do.
Yeah. High school. Colin Bonner played high school football at Mount Carmel. I remember him hitting a 40-plus-yard field goal. This kid was a soccer player. Never played football. They brought him up to kick field goals, and he hit one of over 40 yards.
When I was working with Scott, we did the Cody Parkey challenge. I don't know if you remember. The Bears had all their issues with kickers,
right?
And he missed a 38-yard field goal.
This. Yes.
I went out in jeans up here.
Yes.
And look, I did it on my sixth try, but I kicked a field goal from 38 yards or 40 yards.
You did it on your sixth try?
Yes.
Something you don't do.
No, I've never kicked a field goal.
That's the point.
Look, it's extremely difficult. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
It ain't if that's what you do all the time.
Well,
it's not. If that's what you do all the time, Jeremy, it's not difficult. It's difficult for us because we don't do it. But if that's what you do and that's your job, that's not 44-yarder is not difficult.
But here, like again, understanding it, like Steph Curry's one of the best free throw shooters we've ever seen in our life. He still misses free throws.
Right.
You know, like, and
it happens.
It's just, it's part of the game, and nobody wants to hear the kicker go, yeah, it just sucks. I'm so sorry to everyone that I screwed this up. He tried to explain it, but even explaining it makes it sound like you're making excuses.
Yeah.
I wish Chris Boswell was the one getting death threats. No, I'm kidding. Like, here's the funny thing.
For the extra point, yeah.
Yeah, beating up Ravens fans for going after him, or gamblers or whoever it was, telling him he should die and he's not safe and all this other BS. That would have easily been Boswell had he made the field goal. It's not like it's just one specific fan base.
Yeah.
I mean, some people out there are just, they're poison. That's all they are.
They're just nasty-ass people. Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. Ed, do you agree that the Ravens, his teammates, has let number 8 down each of the last three years?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I mean, yes, for sure, because there were mistakes made, drop passes, you know, missed field goals, things like this, you know. But they're just as much a part of the game as some of the things he's done. He's made mistakes, too, and it's just, I hate to say anyone to let somebody down, because in the course of a 60-minute game, there's so many things that should have happened right, and they don't.
So my buddy Keith's listening, and I'm getting ready to beat you up over the air, Keith. He said he didn't drive down the field. He threw bombs to wide-open receivers in the blown coverages. Wasn't he about to be sacked on one of those and worked his way out?
About. He was in the grasp.
How is that not him making something happen?
I think, if I'm not mistaken, was it Linderbaum who said, I let a nose tackle go by me, and he made a play. Linderbaum said that after the game. You can read it. What's your friend's name?
Keith.
Keith, read it. Linderbaum said it. He made a tremendous play when Linderbaum completely whiffed on the nose tackle.
Keith's a Commanders fan, so he had a disappointing season, too. You got your Marcus Mariota jersey yet?
Jeremy, do you think Lamar's teammates let him down each of the last 3 years?
Yes, but I don't know. It's a whole thing of who gets the lion's share of the blame. I feel like he's let himself down. I feel like his teammates have. If you're asking me to give more of the blame to someone, it's not going to Lamar. It's either going to the teammates or coaching. Like, and people have said, if you're Lamar out there, can you change? You can't put Derrick Henry on the field if he's not on the field, but can you change the play to a running play? Of course you can. And I still don't understand, if you're ever going to run play action pass, why wouldn't you want Derrick Henry on the field?
I agree. That's the biggest threat out there to run the football. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So you're saying that if you put most of the blame on someone, it's not Lamar Jackson. So
I don't think so.
Is it the players or is it the coach? Coaches.
I'm saying this because we're here in this amount of time looking at that. Like, I blame the coaches so much for what we've seen in the postseason, because they're the ones that got away from the running game. They're the ones that forget that, hey, we had the number one run offense in football for the past however many years. Why don't we throw the football on every down?
Yeah.
You know, I just don't. How does that happen? How do you keep forgetting what you have there? And even this past game, there were some people that tried to go after him for Derrick Henry only getting 5 carries. We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, they didn't have the ball.
And I agree with you guys. It's more of game flow.
Right.
But Lamar had the amazing second half. Derrick Henry had the amazing first half. The defense really let him down, but it was key. When Kyle Hamilton got hurt, they went from giving up 3.9 yards per play to 6 yards per play.
Yeah, remember I used to say, Greg Roman doesn't want Lamar Jackson to check out a play. That's why he waits so long to send the play in.
Yeah.
Okay, do you think maybe they don't want Lamar Jackson to check out a passing play, therefore they take Derrick Henry out of the game? Why? What is my motivation from checking from run to pass if Derrick Henry's on the sidelines?
Right.
You know,
no option.
It kind of makes you wonder. Well, are they kind of leading him to this decision to make? But you know, you don't want to check out of the run play, out of the pass play. We're not going to give you your best runner.
But make no mistake about it, though. Lamar does deserve some of the blame.
He does. Going always.
On. I just don't think it's the lion's share.
Well,
that's why I said what I said, because it's not one thing. This is not Tyler Loop's fault. I mean, there's so many things happened during that game,
and
it's. I mean, it's soul crushing what happened. But and he should have made the kick. But however, again, to me. Coaching decision sometimes. You know this kid was not good in warm-ups. He can't seem to keep the ball in bounds on kickoffs.
Go for the end zone.
He's not been consistent. Either go for the end zone, give it to Henry again. He could break off full 5 yards to get him close to psychologically. He's within the 40 now. Or he could break one for 38 yards to go into the end zone. You
he
never know what that
could break one for 6-7 yards, Ed.
Yeah.
Well, I think the panel, pretty much, for the most part, they weren't talking about over the course of 17 games. I got you. They were talking about on. Please do. Please do. Right in the juggler.
I could kill him with this pen.
Right in the juggler. They were talking about, for the most part, on season-ending situations. Like 2 years ago, the AFC Championship game. Last year, this year. It was more like season-ending situations, not so much over the course of 17 games.
Do you understand? Well, I would say, do you understand? Like, for people listening out there, we bitched about them forgetting about running the football in the postseason, right? And even in some regular season games. And then they got Derrick Henry. And we all looked at each other and said, well, now they can't forget about him. And they did.
They forgot about him.
Quite a few times. Not just once. It happened multiple times this year. Multiple. Which is why I don't understand why we're talking about the coaching staff. And should any of them go? Should it just be Todd Monken? Are you serious? Did you guys watch this?
Yeah. Ken McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, we want to hear from you. Ravens' situation, their season has ended in bad, bad situations over the last 3 years. Fumbles, missed passes, missed field goals. Have the Ravens players let Lamar down? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car.
See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Lamar Jackson played good enough football to win that football game yesterday. And if it, and they were in that game because of him as well, too. So to see it unfold was something that is heartbreaking, to say the least.
The thing that's upsetting about this entire season with the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar's entire career is they've built this team around Lamar Jackson being Superman instead of helping him not have to be sometimes.
Right.
Like, how can this team win if he's just Clark Kent? How can this team win if he can't strike fear into defenses with what he can do with his legs because his knee is banged up or because his hamstring's tight or because his back isn't what it's supposed to be?
Yeah, that's first Cam Newton, then Ryan Clark from First Take on ESPN. Let's go out to the phone lines, 410-583-1057. Has the Raven team, the players, the team itself let Lamar down over the past 3 years? Shiloh in West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Ron. Hey, look, hold up, man. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Let me get this in real fast. Look. Hey, Ron. If Steve Bisciotti don't remove this guy, Ron, and I know y'all guys might not agree, I don't think Steve Bisciotti want to win, Ron. I'm serious. Hey, Ron, let me just say this real fast. Well, I know the new year, but it's still me, right? If a Steve Bisciotti do not replace this guy, and the reason why I'm saying this, Jerry, let's just be real serious for a minute, right? Okay, if we won in 2012 with those type players we had, right, we ain't got to go do all that with who we had, right, Ron? Because they call it pass test, right? Ron, we're talking about a 13-year drought, right? And I hear a lot of people saying that this guy can get a job somewhere. Please, other than the fact that the Raiders do win, but when you talk about John Harper having his DNA on something, I don't see where his DNA is that pure as far as coaching and making decisions at the right time and having this much talent and coming up short for 13 years straight. You feel what I'm saying? Hey, Rob, yes. The reason why I say that, but let me one more thing, Rob. One AFC championship game in 13 years, and we lost at home on top of all this other crap. So my question to you, Ron, real fast, what is it going to take? What? Okay, no, hold up.
Why no, you got to hurry up. We got callers, Bob. What's the question?
I'm saying, too.
Ron, it's just going.
Okay, why is it so hard to replace them?
I don't know. It's not hard to replace them, but that's the question for the owner. I mean, that's – I think his overall successful, not winning the Super Bowl recently is a problem, but you got to make sure the next person comes in and going to get you there. Let's go to Jay in Baltimore. What's up, Jay?
Hey, man. Good morning. How you guys doing, man?
Doing well, how are you?
Yeah. In response to you guys' question, man, I mean, Lamar, he's not absolved from the criticism, but, man, the teammates have let him down, man. Teammates and coaching, man. And that guy was outstanding on something. He's been outstanding for the last 3 years. And big moments, driving him down the field, only for coaching to let him down, and the players let him down. 2019, and off, the wheels fell off when Mark Andrews dropped the pass. They started doing something different. 2023, they don't run the ball. Last year, Andrews dropped again. This year, the loop thing, man. When is it going to, man? Todd Monken is the least of my worries. If they had to keep a coach, I'd keep him, the only one. But Harbaugh's got to go, man.
How is it that there's, and again, I'm not saying the public's always right on this, but how is it that there's so many people calling in saying the same thing that we've said with when we heard Todd Monken might be the odd man out? It's like, that guy was the problem?
Yeah.
He was the problem for most of the year?
No, he was not.
And again, if he got away from running the football, then yeah, okay, I'm listening to you. But in the end, if they only had someone that could overrule an offensive coordinator on this team, I don't know who could do it.
Let's go to Falston to get Lauren. What's up, Lauren?
Hello. Yeah, in the Festivus season, the airing of grievances, I'd like to address the Harbaugh situation. It's always the buck stops here, but it never stops with him. They have replaced all of the coaches around him, and he never takes accountability for the play calls, of the defensive coordinator, the offensive coordinator. He just never takes accountability. And I think that he feels too safe and secure in his role. And it's a huge letdown, especially when he insults the fans. Like when he was saying the fans at the end of the bar or whatever. Like, I invest a ton of money in this team. Like, I'm a season ticket holder. I buy all the merch, everything like that. To have a coach not produce results and to say those kind of insulting things is just honestly disheartening.
You know what that is, though. That's self-preservation.
That is.
And to come out at the beginning of the year and say, it's not Super Bowl or bust. Anybody that says that's never won anything. No, I think the people that say that have won something because they know what it means. When you have, I was reading in the YouTube chat, somebody's like, why do you guys keep saying they have more talent than anyone? If you look at the talent on this team, look how many Pro Bowlers are going year after year.
They have, what, six Pro Bowlers this year?
What a losing crappy ass team.
Yeah. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Hey, man, if Bashadi don't get rid of Harbaugh, I'm going to start looking at him the same way I look at Jerry Jones, man. Remember Jerry Jones kept Jason Garrett around for like five seasons in a row and them going like 8-8, you know, and having losing records?
I get the comparison, but Jerry Jones is loyal to himself. Bashadi would be guilty of being loyal to someone else. That's the difference. And Bashadi is not making football decisions other than his head coach.
Right. I understand that. And listen, the kicker thing, man, we got to get a reliable kicker. Ever since, you know, we've been in Baltimore, we had not good kickers, but great kickers from Matt Stover to Justin Tucker. So I know they don't, you know, value the special teams, like they don't want to spend draft picks or money on it, but go out and trade for the best kicker in the league right now, man. Like, I know they don't want to give up a third-round pick or a second-round pick, but the guy out there in Dallas, Brandon Aubrey, man, go get him, man. You can't, you know.
Hey, how about we do this? How about we just trade the whole roster and just get the Cowboys, that way since you lose the Cowboys anyway. Cool C and Timonium. What's up, Cool C?
Okay, so I'm going to answer that question about Lamar without a but. The answer is yes. They have failed him. You know, the bar is raised so high for Lamar Jackson. In this city, they expect him to throw a touchdown pass or run for one on every single possession. He's not allowed to make a mistake. You know who's got the most turnovers the last 5 years in the NFL? What quarterback? The most turnovers. Coming into the season, he's got a ton this year. Josh Allen with 84 coming into this year. You don't hear a word about it. And I'm not criticizing Josh Allen. He's phenomenal. But he's allowed to make mistakes. Lamar's not allowed to make mistakes, okay, because he's raised the bar too high because that's how fantastic he is. But, yes, they have let him down. He can't – what? Because he threw that pass to Bateman last year, Bateman broke the route down against Buffalo. And he took you down in a snowstorm, 88 yards, with neither – he didn't have Zay Flowers or Bateman on the field. They were both hurt. He was playing with backups and took you down to score, and Andrews drops the ball. I'm not blaming Andrews. It happens. And you know what I'll take every single week? I'll take a 44-yard field goal in every single game of the year. With 2 seconds to go, if you tell me that's what's going to happen, I'll take it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Cool C. Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Real quick, man. Hey, Rashawn, I agree with you, bro. I mean, Bateman did want to go to Dallas last year. Let's trade him for a kicker, because every time I ask everybody they want Bateman, they said, man, I don't want him for a wet, dirty mop or whatever they said. But, yeah, man, I agree, though, man. It's time for Harbaugh to go, because I look at it like this, right? Like Shiloh said, only one championship,
real quick.
Right? That's how I talk, though. My fault. I was just trying to.
No, man, you sound like Charlo said. I said real quick.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. Hey, Rob. real quick. They Harbaugh just got to go, man. And I feel like the fans, and I understand what the fans saying. They pay their money and they do. I'm going to be real with y'all. The Ravens do not care about that, all right? I go to road games, pay my own money. They don't care. And then when you talk bad about them, it's like they, you know, like, but. It's time for a change, man. And I ain't going to lie to y'all. I'm letting y'all know. Anybody out the castle right now, if y'all fire Tom Muckin, I'm crashing out. I'm letting y'all know that because Tom Muckin ain't do nothing.
He did nothing. Hello? I see. That's not the guy that needs to go. Thanks a lot, Trippy. 410-583-1057. Shovels at 845. But on the other side, it's the man, Kim McCusick, joins us up next on The Fan.
Carvana's so easy. Just a click and we've got ourselves a car.
See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.